KN4 VWA. EEE. Be monitoring. 4 EEE. That's a lot of E's. KN4 VWA. This is Steve on this end. Who we got?
It's Jeff, and I looked at my my call sign when I first got it. I stared at it for about a week out of amazement, and I thought it looked a little familiar, and then it came to me. I am the coffee on the ham radio.
Coffee?
Yeah, K-O-4-E-E-E. Say this right, it looks like coffee.
I didn't think about that. What? Nice to meet you, Coffee. Now, are you high test or are you decaffeinated?
To be high test, because I'm always doing something.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good on the call sign, bud. So how long have you had your call?
Last year.
Well, you can tell by my sign, it's KN4. I haven't had mine but about a year and a half longer than yours. So, welcome to the club.
Thank you. Glad to be here from time to time when I get a chance to fire this thing up and catch somebody on my way home from work.
I'm over here in Boiling Springs, or as they say it locally, Boiling Springs. Where are you at?
On Malden Road, approaching Rewa, about to get on 85, if I can even get on it.
This ain't a hot day. Hold your nose. Oh, now, Boiling Springs is where I am right now. I got to run over here to the Lowe's and order a bunch of materials. But I live over about 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road. You know where that is.
I'm familiar. I know of roughly where Boiling Springs is, too. That's outside of Anderson, isn't it?
Pretty much due north of Spartanburg.
I guess I must have been thinking of another place over there. Well, that's not too bad of a trip from where I'm at.
You're doing good. Yep. And I think what you're thinking about down there in Anderson is Sandy Springs, over there near where the Michelin plant is.
That's right. I was thinking, there's a spring something over there. I just couldn't think of what the name was. It slipped my mind.
I'm retired, and a lot of things slip my mind these days, I tell you. So do you go to any of the club meetings?
I haven't made it to one yet, to any of them. I just check into the nets when I can to make sure radio's still working. Between this mobile unit and I think it's a Yaesu FT60. Those are my two go-tos when I go. But I've got a whole collection of radios. I just can't figure out how to make them actually do stuff.
You wouldn't happen to have a small 2-meter 440 mobile that you want to get rid of, do you?
Again, I caught a little bit of static in there as I dipped into a ravine or a little dip in the road.
You happen to have a small 2-meter 440 mobile that you want to let go of, do you?
Well, the dual band, it's kind of old.
The little boy that I know is on a budget. He's wanting to get a 2-meter 440 for his vehicle.
The Anytone seems to be pretty decent, and I am not doing this again on 85. Nope, I will get back off on Augusta Road.
What you mean? I know what you mean. Well, hey, listen, I just pulled up over here at the Lowe's over here. I enjoyed the ride along. I'm going to run in here and get a little bit lighter pocket. And you enjoy your evening and try to get home safe. I'll talk to you again soon, Jeff. K-O-4-F-E-E. That'll be an easy one to remember, Mr. Coffee. Have a good evening, bud. I'll be clear after your final. K and 4, VWA, clear.
I guess it would be technically 10-9. I caught about 9% of that. Still reach out and you can hear me. I can't hear anything else. I guess until I can get to better ground, I'll say 7-3s, and this is KO4EEE. I'll be monitoring.
EEE, this is K4OIM. The name's Walt. I'm up here in Edmond, right on Lake Bowen, and the party you were talking to, KN4BWA, he cleared with you. He had to run into Lowe's and spend some of his money.
Maybe he got to a bad spot there. I couldn't hear hardly anything he had there. I appreciate it. Name is Jeff. I'm on Augusta Road somewhere in Greenville now.
That's a rough place to be, Jeff. I used to work for a company out of Malden, and I can't think of the name of that road now. You were on it. Doggone it. Ain't Malden Road. It's the one comes off of Pelham Road and goes down through and across 85. Well, you turn back and go to Conestee and all. I'm a retired heavy equipment operator, and I've done the grading on that new park over there in Conestee. Well, it ain't new now. That's been about 7 or 8 years ago. But, I'm retired now.
The City of Greenville and the Wastewater Division.
Knows good great Terry Childress.
It's possible, but I just started there about 2 weeks ago, so I'm still getting to know names.
Used to work with me. Well, his dad owns a company, and Terry couldn't do as his dad told. I mean, Terry is a doggone good guy. And he finally got fed up with his dad and went to work with the wastewater over there. He's a supervisor now, I think.
Meet him one of these days. I'm still meeting new faces. The joys of new work.
Did you, I worked for this company, I don't know, about 20 years down here at Spartanburg, and I done grading and put in swimming pools, dug footings for houses, and done quite a few underground houses. But we have a pump truck, and I pumped many a septic tank and take them either to Greenville or down there off of, I believe it's Lawson's Fort Creek on 295 in Spartanburg. And then they had another dump over there in Glendale. And I took a manual load over there and dumped.
Getting to know the equipment and studying for my Class B CDL. And then working my way towards the A on that.
Opportunity to check into the net.
We just moved to the area and haven't really done much scanning around at night. Did check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net a few times. Then there's the ones up there in Oconee County. That's where I come from.
Hold the net on Tuesday night here on this frequency for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And gonna do it a little different than the rest of the net control stations. On Tuesday night, after I go ahead and file my net report and close the net out, I host a round table. That's for a bunch of the old timers, and some of them not that old timers, that really know radios, computers, grounding, antennas, and we try to help the newcomers along. And it's all informal. You got a question, answer it. Surely somebody on here can answer your question, Jeff.
That'd be a good one to catch from time to time if I can. I do have a 10-meter radio I'd like to get up, back up and going. It was my dad's. He passed away a few years ago, left it to me. And then there's a few other radios I have and antennas, but just ain't had much time to really sit down and put something together.
The Yaesu 5950 HF rig that covers from 160 down to 6 meters. Yeah, I've been fooling around on 2015 and 10 the last 2 days. Yeah, I finally talked to this one station today on 10, and then the conditions just dropped, slam out. But I've got a 80, 40 meter fan dipole up, about 45 feet, and I can tune all the fans on it with my automatic antenna tuner that's built into the radio. I don't know if that's the problem or not, but I've got a 6-meter dipole I've got to get up. I've got a 20-meter double bazooka dipole I got to get up. I've got a 80 through 10-meter fan dipole I need to get up. And I've got a Cushcraft A3 10, 15, 20 meter beam. I've got it listed on SwampNet for sale. But I need to get that thing up. I've had that thing about 2 years and I've never got it up. And, well, I failed 3 years ago. I had a stroke, fell out of my shack, broke my neck, and I can't do too much now, but I kind of, let me let the repeater drop here for a second. I'm with the old Bowlinker radios, the old tube type. I'll buy them or trade around for them and try to get them back on the air. But I've got four of them tore down now. I'm waiting on parts for them. Usually the recap kit came within 2 weeks. And I've been waiting on some now 4 months and just got one for an old Holocrafter SX99 receiver. It took it 5 months to get here. So I don't know. I've quit tearing them down till I get the parts, Jeff. K4OIM. KO4EEE.
For OIM, KO4EEE, I have a Yaesu 747GX that I'm wanting to set up with something and go from there.
I'm not familiar with that radio. I'm talking on an old Yaesu 2900R. 2 meter, it's a mobile. I'm using it as a base. But this was the first, one of the first 2 meter radios to come out with a CPU in it. I guess this thing's probably 30, 40 years old. And then I got a little Kenwood. I can't think the number of it out there in my truck. It's all mowed upper, lower side, van, AM, CW. And I got one even older than that, an old click, 2 meter back there. Yeah, I'm just waiting on some new ham to come along. It's talking on a bow thing, and I always buy these things, fix them up, and most of the time I just give them to the new ham to help them get on the air, Jeff.
Here, I'm just trying to figure out where I'm at right at the minute. But radio-wise, besides this, I think it's a Yaesu 7800. I got a bunch of different little handhelds that seem to be doing okay.
One of those TYT 10-watt handhelds. I've had that thing over 2 months now, and I opened up the manual to it and looked at the program, and it's in English, but it might as well be in Chinese. I'm going to have to take the time one of these rainy days and try to get that thing programmed. Well, I see my daughter just pulled in up there with something to eat for the night. So I'm going to have to say 7-3s and get up there and eat and get back down here and get ready to call the net tonight. I've enjoyed talking to you, Jeff. KO4EEE K4OIM. 7-3, Jeff. I'll be here up for your final, though.
Sounds good. I'm still trying to figure out where in the world I am. But with trusty old GPS, I think I'm finding my way back. One radio I have is a 878. Can't think of the name right quick. Anyhow, trying one of those and haven't yet made a contact on it. But you have a good evening, and 7-3s to you as well. It was good talking to you. KO4EEE, I'll be clear.
KG4WBB.